Mahabina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatara
Patita Pavana
Hetu Tavavatara Patita Prabhu Na Paibeyara Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kana Kara Ami Bara Dukhi Dayakara Sitapati Advaita Gosai
Advaita Gosai
Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai Dayakara Sitapati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Pata Juga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Dayakara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai. Amacharya Shri Haridas Thakur. Friends of all Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adesha Shri Adhara Shri Adhara Shri Adhara Shri Adhara Shri Adhara Krishna Gopa Kopinaya Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Goda Dhan Shri Vindavan Dhan Ki Jai Shri Purnavadis Dhan Ki Jai Sangamai Jiminamai Ki Jai Samavita Vastu Indi Ki Jai Shri Advaita Charya Prabhu Abhi Bhav Mahatma Jai. All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Shishu Guru and Gaurang. Janatimarandasya Jangana Salakaya Chakshurandirikalvena Tasmai Shri Gurudevaya Shri Chaitanya Manobhishta Sapitam Dhyana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharani, Nirvasesha Sunyavadi, Paschatya Dishtarani, Panchakalpa Tribhyascha, Kripa Sindhivyevacha, Patitanam, Pavanivyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namaha, Jaya Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Advaita Charya Prabhu Ki Jai. Supapa Ki Jai. So, very auspicious appearance day of Srila Advaita Charya Prabhu. Is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins his offering of obeisances. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then first, and then Nityananda Prabhu, and then Advaita Prabhu. In the sixth chapter, actually, there's a nice, I will start with that first, actually, from the sixth chapter, there's a very nice verse. He begins with that, we can begin with Vande tam Srimad Advaita Charya Madhuta Cheshtitam Yasya Prasada Dagyopi Tat Swarupam Nirupaya. This is the beginning of the sixth chapter. The sixth chapter is when he explains. He gives these introduction pranams, Mangalacharan is called, making auspicious invocations to the personalities. Like I said, first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Nityananda Prabhu, then Advaita Prabhu. And then he explains all these different prayers in the following chapters, next few chapters, he first explains the prayers to Lord Chaitanya, then he explains the prayers to Nityananda Prabhu, then he explains the prayers to Advaita Prabhu in the sixth chapter, where he begins with this verse that I just read, Vande Tam Srimad Advaita Charyam Adbhuta Cheshtitam. Adbhuta Cheshtitam means his activities are all glorious, wonderful. And then he says, Yasya Prasadat Agyopi Tat Swarupam Nirupayat, that by his mercy, that Yasya Prasadat Agyopi, even a foolish person, Tat Swarupam Nirupayat, can glorify his activities or can describe his characteristics. Then he repeats these prayers from the beginning. That Mahavishnur Jagatkarta Mayaya Yasrajatida Tasyavatara Evayam Advaita Acharya Ishvara. This is this is a verse from the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Well, it's also repeated in the sixth chapter. Oh, sixth chapter. I don't know if four or five or six, something. Yes, let's repeat. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mahayaya Sujatara
Satavatara Evayam Advaita Acharya Nishvara. So translation, Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Maybe next verse? Advaita Mahana Advaita Acharya Bhakti Sanshanat Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So, maybe some of you read there's posting on the temple website about the appearance of Advaita Acharya. He appeared and it was actually most agreed that it's 1434. Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486, so was that 52 years difference. He appeared as the son of Kuvera Pandit and Naba Devi. The Bhakti Ratnakars described something about how these, of course, they were great devotees, Kuvera Pandit and Naba Devi. And it's mentioned there that one day they heard some blasphemy of a Vaishnava, and seeing, they felt like they should die after hearing that blasphemy. But that night in a dream, they were having two wonderful personalities came to them in a dream. Both of them appeared. One, a fulgent person whose bodily luster defeated the mountain of golden mold, molten gold. And another, he was holding the hand of another person. Just landing Mars, what's life is here. Okay. So they appeared, and the person whose complexion was molten gold, we can understand who he was. He told the other personality, who was also exceedingly beautiful, he told him that you should quickly incarnate to relieve the unhappiness of the living entities suffering under the onslaughts of Kali. And then this way, Advaita Acharya, he appeared in the womb of Naba Devi, and that was in a place called Navagram, some ways away from the, it wasn't, not exactly on the banks of the Ganga. Many of the holy places of Lord Chaitanya's associates and pastimes are on the banks of the Ganga. But there's a little bit of ways from there. So later on they did move to Shantipur, which is there on the banks of the Ganges. And they also had one place in Advaita Prabhu. They died after the birth of Advaita, it's not mentioned that their activities so much. He had many wonderful pastimes, Adbhuta Cheshtitam, as described. They are understood who he was, but by the influence of Maya, they were covered, the Yoga Maya potency. Actually, Advaita Prabhu, he married that Yoga Maya potency, this Sita Devi. We chant prayers that we were chanting, that Dayakara Sitapati, identified in that way. Sitapati means the husband of Sita. She is a great devotee, of course, and she had also a sister, Sri. Advaita Prabhu had two wives, Sita Devi and Sri. The Sri is not so much mentioned, but they were both wives of Advaita Prabhu. So they moved to Shantipur, and there, of course, we understood the pastime is there of how Advaita Prabhu, he was feeling the world, was bereft of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and feeling very morose. Sometimes he used to regularly have meetings in his house with, he would gather some Vaishnavas together, and he had other house at that time, that was in Navadvip. Two places were there. Advaitacharya was quite prosperous. He had the two houses, and sometimes he used to also help out the devotees. So he used to have meetings in his house, and they're discussing Krishna Katha, Krishna consciousness. And at that time, Vishwarupa, the older brother of Lord Chaitanya, used to come there because he was also feeling very morose in how the whole society was bereft of Krishna consciousness, and feeling great distress in that situation. But he felt some great satisfaction meeting with the devotees, even though he was a young child. He would come there, and he would also discuss the glories of Lord Krishna in front of the devotees, and the devotees had great attachment for his presentations of Krishna consciousness. So at that time, many times there was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was brought by the Advaitacharya by this loud calls. You know the story, how Advaitacharya offered water and tulsi leaves to his Shalagram Shila, the picture is there, and he brought the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought his older brother from the house of Advaitacharya. His mother, Sachi Devi, would send the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nimai Pandit, she would send him to Advaitacharya, bring your older brother. So Vishwarup was there, and Lord Chaitanya would come. He was just a couple years old like that. He would come, and as mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he would come without any clothes on, just covered with a little bit of dust. And he would come there and say come, mother is coming. She's coming, it's time to eat. Dinner is ready. So he would grab onto his older brother's dhoti and follow him home. And all the devotees, Advaita Prabhu and all the other devotees, were completely enchanted by this little boy, this Nimai Pandit, whose limbs were so beautiful, glorified like that. So, of course, Nimai Pandit had so many other pastimes to perform as a child. his scholarly pastimes are greatly elaborated. And he was in that position, he was manifested himself as a very proud scholar. He was the devotees, he would sometimes challenge them on the streets or the footpaths, and challenge them in different grammatical, or they have different types of scholarly meetings like that. Alankar, Ajit, and grammar. And nobody could defeat Nimai Pandit, of course we understand that. How he was such a great scholar. And the devotees used to pray that, oh, if you were become a devotee, then that would be very nice. You should not waste your time with all these scholarly topics, and you should just worship Lord Krishna. So, of course, that eventually came to pass. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and before that he had met Ishwar Puri in Navadvip, but he met him again in Gaya, in Bihar, some distance away, and took initiation from Ishwar Puri. That time when he came back, he manifested his devotional sentiments. And there's a very nice description how, I think when he began manifesting his devotional sentiments when he returned to Navadvip. That time, Advaitacharya was in Shantipur. And there's a very wonderful description about how one day is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat chapter, Madhya Lila chapter 6. It says, now here, at one day, Mahaprabhu in the mood of the Supreme Lord. He would sometimes manifest these different moods. Mostly he was in the mood of a devotee, but one day in the mood of the Supreme Lord, he instructed Ramai. Ramai Pandit was the younger brother of Srivas. And he told him, Ramai, go to the house of Advaita and inform him that I have manifested. The Lord he worshipped for so long, the Lord he cried for, the Lord he fasted for, that Lord has now manifest. He has appeared to distribute devotional service. Advaita should come immediately to join him. Also secretly inform him about Nityananda Prabhu's arrival and whatever else you have seen. Tell him to quickly come here with his wife and articles for my worship. Being ordered by the Lord, Ramaya, the youngest brother of Srivas, remembered Lord Hari and immediately left. Ramaya was overwhelmed in ecstasy and did not know which way he was going. Simply by the order of Sri Chaitanya, he arrived at his destination. Ramai Pandit offered his obeisances to Advaita Acharya, but he was filled with such ecstasy that he was unable to speak. By the influence of devotional service, the omniscient Advaita already understood, the order of the Lord has arrived. On seeing Ramai, he smiled and said, I guess you have come here to take me. With folded hands, Ramai Pandit said, you know everything, please come immediately. Advaita Gosai became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He did not know anything. He even forgot his own body. Who can understand the grave characteristics of Advaita? Although he knows everything, he acts like an ordinary person. Where is it stated that the Supreme Lord comes amongst the human beings? In which scripture is it said that the Lord would incarnate in Nadia? Your brother Srinivas knows everything about my devotional service, renunciation, and spiritual knowledge. Ramai was fully aware of Advaita's characteristics, so he did not reply, but smiled to himself. Such are the unfathomable characteristics of Advaita. They are auspicious for the devotees and impediments for the miscreants. They are auspicious to the devotees and impediments for the miscreants. He further said, Oh, Ramai Pandit, tell me, what is the reason for your sudden arrival? When Ramai Pandit understood that Advaita Acharya had become peaceful, he cried and spoke to him as follows. The Lord you have worshipped for so long. The Lord you cried for. The Lord you fasted for. That Lord has now manifest. He has come in order to distribute devotional service. He has ordered you to join him. Take the 6 appropriate ingredients for worshiping him. The Lord has ordered you to come with your wife. Nityananda Swarup has also arrived. He is the Lord's second body in your life and soul. You know him very well. What can I tell you? If I am fortunate enough, I will see you all together. As soon as Advaita heard this from the mouth of Ramai, he raised his hands and began to cry. As he cried, he fell unconscious to the ground in ecstasy. On seeing this, everyone there was astonished. So it goes on longer. I have lots of topics to cover. It's a very wonderful story, actually, that Ramai, Advaita Prabhu, came there to Navadvip, and he hid in the house of Nandanacharya. Nandanacharya had some role to play in that regard, that Nityananda Prabhu also hid in the house of Nandanacharya, and other times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also hid in his house. I guess he had some good hiding places. So this, when they came there to Navadvip, Advaita Prabhu went. He didn't go to Srivas's house where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there waiting for Advaita, but he told Ramai Pandit. He said, "I'm going to stay here in the house of Nandanacharya. You don't tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where I am. Don't tell him anything, and you tell him that." You just go and say that he will come later on, and I'll stay here at Anandanacharya's house. So when Ramai went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, again, he was so much in ecstasy before when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he couldn't speak. But Lord Chaitanya immediately said, he's not coming. I know he's hiding at the house of Anandanacharya. Come, tell him to come here and worship me. And this way, Advaitacharya tested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, tested for our benefit. Because Advaitacharya, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we can understand 52 years, according to mundane calculation, 52 years the senior Advaita Prabhu. He advented along with so many other seniors of the Lord, Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, the Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, they all came on the order of the Lord to prepare for his advent. And so that wonderful pastime was there. Ramai came back and brought Advaita. He told him that Lord Chaitanya knew where you were. He told you that you have to come. He explained everything, that he, without even telling him where he was, that Lord Chaitanya knew everything. So Advaitacharya came there, and this way again, their wonderful pastimes together. Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Prabhu, they had many times competition, who would worship the other, because Advaita Prabhu was understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. This 6th chapter where we had this verses where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains these verses, these invocation prayers. Most of the chapter is described about how the devotee, all devotees have the mood of service, even if one is in the senior position. He goes on telling about how, of course, Advaita Prabhu is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, and from him so many universes are manifested. And he expands himself and enters into those universes as Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu. And in this way, the glories of Advaita Prabhu are greatly expanded. And still, that mood of service, he comes as a servant of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who has come as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he goes on that explains how so many great personalities are there. He explains even Balaram, even the gopis, Srimati Radharani, she also appears in that service mood. As a maidservant, she is always meditating on that mood of being the maidservant of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came in that mood to taste that mood of a servant of the Lord. So that competition was there because Advaita Prabhu, being the senior, 52 years, he's from that viewpoint, he's so much senior, but Lord Chaitanya used to many times worship him and touch his feet, and Advaita Prabhu would also try to worship the Lord Chaitanya. And that pastime is there that one time Advaita Prabhu became so much despondent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offering him respect that he planned some, made some plan that he would discuss this Mayavad philosophy. He started explaining the book Yoga Vishishta, the Mayavad philosophy. And a very nice description also is there about how Lord Chaitanya came and he actually started beating Advaita Prabhu for discussing this Maya, for preaching Mayavad philosophy. Later on, Advaita Prabhu had one servant, Kamalakanta, that was in Jagannath Puri when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and moved to Jagannath Puri. One devotee, Kamalakanta, he wrote one letter one time to Maharaj Prataparudra. In that letter, he established that Advaita Prabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Somehow or other, Lord Chaitanya got a hold of that letter, and he read that. He said, oh, he's established Advaita as the Supreme Lord. That's very nice. But then he goes on and he says that Advaita has a debt of 300 rupees. Can't understand 300 rupees. Now it's
$5,
yeah. I think less now. So at that time, some hundreds of times more value was there. So he had, even though Advaita had two houses and he used to provide sometimes for different Brahmins and Vaishnavas, he had some debt of 300 rupees that he was apparently had difficulty with. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rightly said that he's the Supreme Lord. How he has difficulty with 300 rupee debt? This is contradictory. And this Daridra Narayan philosophy came 100 years ago like that, how they propagated Daridra Narayan philosophy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chastised this Kamalakanta. Said this, don't allow him to come to my association anymore. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Advaita Prabhu heard this, he took aside this Kamalakanta. He says, you've been very fortunate to be chastised by the Lord in this way. He's accepting you as a servant like that. This is even more punishment than he gave to me when he told him this whole story of how he preached the Mayavad philosophy and Lord Chaitanya chastised him so severely. He said, but he didn't stop me from coming in his association. So you are more fortunate. And he went to Lord Chaitanya and told him that this Kamala Kanta, you've given him more mercy than you've given to me. You simply beat me a little bit, but you didn't stop me from coming into your association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, so let him come back. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, what? Now he's defeated me in two ways. Now you're letting him come back immediately. And Lord Chaitanya became very pleased like that. They had this wonderful pastime. So Advaita Prabhu, there's also one point we wanted to cover is that I think 12th chapter of Adi Lila, it's described that Vandetam Srimad Advaitacharya, got another page here. Advaitangri Abja Bringamstan Sara Sara Brito Kilan Hitta Saran Sara Brito Naomi Chaitanya Jivanam. So this is, I think, the beginning of the 12th chapter of Adi Lila. It says that the followers of Sri Advaita Prabhu were of two kinds. Some were real followers and others were false. Rejecting the false followers, I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaitacharya's real followers, whose life and soul was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These followers, these mentioned here, there's two kinds. These began with Advaita Prabhu's own sons. It's to mention that he had six sons. Six of these sons were, out of these six sons, three were great devotees of the Lord, Chaitanya, and six were described as Mayavadis or Panchapashas. They worshipped the five gods. And so of these three sons that were devotees, there were three, Achyuta, sometimes called Achyuta, Krishna Mishra, and Gopal Das. So this is further described that in the 12th chapter that Pratameta Ekamata Acharya Gan Pache Dui Mata Haila Jayavira Karan, that by the influence of providence, that although they were Ekamata Acharya Gan, that at the beginning they had one opinion. In the presence of Advaitacharya, how you can become exactly Mayavadi. But they began by accepting Chaitanya. I think it's mentioned some other places that they accepted Advaita Prabhu as the Supreme Lord, and Nityananda and Advaita and Chaitanya were accepted as his servants by these other group. Pache Dui Mata Hoila. That they became separated by the Eva's different philosophy they developed. Then it says, Acharya Mata Jay Se Mata Sar, Tara Agya Langi Chale Se Ta Asar. Then he says that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that those who accept the philosophy given by Advaitacharya, they are Sar, they are the essence, they are understood to be the good sons. And Tara Agya Langi, those who disrespect the instructions of Advaita, they became Seta Asar. Asar means useless. This very nice instruction is there by the example of Chaitanya, that Advaita's own sons are considered Asar. Three of them, because they didn't accept the Acharya's instructions. We have this first verse is there that, what is that? Advaitam Harinadi Dvaita means the Advaita, Harinadvaita, that he's non-different from the Supreme Lord. Harina Advaita. Harina Advaita means he's non-different. Advaita Acharya is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore he's called Advaita. Advaita means non-different or one. And then, what is that? Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat. Because he propagated devotional service, he's called Acharya. Advaita Acharya is therefore the name came. He had some other names in his youth. Mimchas also mentioned that he was sometimes called Kamalesh or Mangal. Sometimes his name is Mangal, his activities are Mangal, which means auspicious, so sometimes he's also called Mangal. And so we've heard this probably before about how the asar, that pratameta ekamata acharya gan pache dui mata haila daivera karan, that the Srila Prabhupada gives very nice long purport about how the followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have also this, he gives that instruction that unless one accepts the orders, acharya matase, that one who accepts the instructions of the acharya, he is sar, he's becomes useful, or he can engage properly in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Advaita Acharya, he's the incarnation of Mahavishnu. He could have also done very wonderful preaching, but he could, seeing the condition of the society at that time, he thought that only Krishna, if he comes, he can actually deliver the society from this fallen condition that they were in. So that one has to follow in that line of disciplic succession. Another place that described how Nityananda Prabhu delivered on Jagayan Madai, and Srila Prabhupada mentions that one who is chaste in the disciplic succession follows strictly the footsteps of Nityananda Prabhu, he can deliver thousands of Jagais and Madais in his own example of Srila Prabhupada. So out of these three sons who were devotees, Achyutananda, he had some very nice pastimes. He was he used to stay in Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time when one sannyasi came to the house of Advaita Prabhu, he inquired from Advaita, the sannyasi inquired from Advaita that what is the relationship between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Keshava Bharati? And Advaita Prabhu, he thought for a minute, he said, well, Keshava Bharati is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Achyutananda, he was a young boy at that time, he came running from the next room. He said, what? What is that? What does he say? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a guru? You're saying Keshava Bharati is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How can you say such things? In this way, he became angry at his father like this for saying that Keshava Bharati was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, Advaita Prabhu, he knew the truth. He became very happy with Achyuta and took him in. There was many wonderful pastimes. Krishna Mishra is described. He was also one of the good sons of Advaita. He had many descendants were there. He had some sons and they had sons. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a nice description of where all these different families are living in Bengal. And still there, of course, they have this Advaita Vamsa. They have also Nityananda Vamsa in Vrindavan. there is some of those devotees are living followers of, of course, Nityananda. He had one son, Virabhadra, but Virabhadra didn't have actually any sons. So they're not exactly family descendants, but they're disciplic descendants from this Virabhadra. But Advaita Prabhu, he had actually six sons, and some of those sons had many sons, and they had also, they had big dynasty, still is there, Advaita Vamsa. This Gopal Das, he was also a good son of Advaita Prabhu. One time he was in Jagannath Puri when Advaita Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya were dancing in ecstasy, and he also became so much filled with ecstasy watching them dance and dancing himself that he fainted, and no one could bring him back to consciousness. Even Advaita Prabhu went there and tried to get him to come to, back to consciousness, and he couldn't do it, so he was thinking that he was leaving this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and put his hand on his chest and brought him back to consciousness, and he began dancing in ecstasy, of course. So there was so many wonderful pastimes, both in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri, that can't cover them all. One other pastime is there, very nice, that when the Advaita Prabhu, we can understand how many, what is it? He was, Advaita Prabhu was 52 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at 24 years old of age. So what that makes, 24 and 52, 76 years old. That was when Lord Chaitanya first took sannyas. And Advaita Prabhu came with the devotees every year from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. I'll leave aside the couple of years that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on tour South India, a couple of years he went to other places, Vrindavan, and still Advaita Prabhu came with all the devotees. There's description there. Maharaj Prataparudra went on the roof of the house with the Gopinath Acharya. He asked Gopinath Acharya to introduce him to all the devotees as they came from Bengal. And the first personality was there, who was greatly effulgent personality, was Advaita Prabhu, that was the leader of all the Vaishnavas in Bengal. So when the devotees from Bengal used to come to Jagannath Puri, they would, of course, they would bring wonderful gifts for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly things that he liked to eat that were found in Bengal. Some things were not found in Jagannath Puri, Orissa. So they would bring so many wonderful foodstuffs, and they would all be very anxious to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. So Advaita Prabhu was also one of those that had that mood, that he brought so many things from Bengal for Lord Chaitanya's pleasure. And he, there's particularly one description is there, that one time he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and he said, we cook a handful of rice and you can come and have some bhiksha from us. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, whatever you offer, I will taste this wonderful nectar that whatever you cook for the Lord. So he accepted the invitation. Advaita Prabhu immediately went home and began cooking. Sita Devi began making all the arrangements for Advaita Prabhu to to cook like that. And Advaita Prabhu, he had this meditation that this Lord Chaitanya, he comes with all these sannyasis, and he won't be able to eat properly if he comes with all of his associates. Said, if he comes alone, then I can properly feed him, and he'll eat everything that I'm cooking like this. So he was meditating like this as he cooked, and as he was finishing, there became Lord Chaitanya was going out for his noontime duties, bath and whatever like that. And Lord Chaitanya, as he finished those duties, he made his way to Advaita Prabhu's house, and there became a great, huge storm appeared, and great winds and rain and even hail started falling. And no one, that was the other side of town, but Advaita Prabhu's house, it was a clear pathway for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. He arrived there. But all the other sannyasis who were out that day doing their noontime duties, they became completely bewildered by this huge storm and hail and rain and winds. No one could even see which way to go or anything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there to Advaita Prabhu's house alone, and Advaita Prabhu's desire was fulfilled, that he was able to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These pastimes are there, are very nice descriptions how this description sometimes is there about the different food preparations that they're offered to the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya, as he was eating, he would leave a little bit of each preparation, so that he had to understand what all the different preparations that he'd eaten. And then he, when he finished his meal, Advaita Prabhu, he started offering some prayers. He said, "Oh, Indra," he started offering prayers to Indra. He said, "Now I can understand you are a great Vaishnava. You have given me this opportunity to serve Lord Chaitanya very nicely. I can understand you're given very nice service to the devotee." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Why are you offering prayers to Indra? I can understand this is all your desire, all this big storm that took place. It's all by your arrangement." Indra is very grateful if he gives an opportunity, if he gets an opportunity to serve your lotus feet. So, one other my favorite pastimes is there is that one time Advaita Prabhu told all the devotees in Jagannath Puri that today we should chant the glories of the most merciful incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, of course, they were chanting the glories of Krishna because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of a devotee of Krishna, always in that way. But one day that it's described that Advaita Prabhu induced all the devotees to chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wasn't present when they started, but when he heard the big loud kirtan, he came there and he said, he was looking, listening, and he said, "What is going on?" He listened for a little while and then he turned and went back to his room. But when the devotees saw that Lord Chaitanya was there, they became more and more enthusiastic, and they began chanting even more of the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And when Lord Chaitanya returned to his room, they followed behind him, chanting and chanting. And Govinda, he told them that they wait a minute, I'll see if they. Lord Chaitanya went into his room, and Govinda, who was his doorkeeper, Dwarapal, he told them that just a minute, we'll see. And they were allowed entrance into the room, and they were, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Why are you chanting the glories of someone who wants to be remain hidden?" He said, "Someone wants to remain incognito, and you're glorifying him like this. This is not proper." That was Srivasi. He started putting his hands up to the sun. He said, "What, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to cover the sun with my hands, but can you cover the sun with your hands?" He said, "No, it's not possible." And similarly, how can your glories be covered by your attempts like this? All the devotees can understand your great, your wonderful glories. And just then outside the door, there was described how thousands of people were all outside gathered saying, Jaya Satchinandan, Jaya Satchinandan. And Lord Chaitanya opened the door, window, and he said, what's going on? He said, well, you're trying to hide your glories, but thousands of people can, you're hiding your glories at home, and ordinary people, the mass of people, they all understand who you are. So how you can hide your glories? It's a very wonderful pastime. So there's a description there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glories were given by Advaita Prabhu. He advented on the call, loud calls of Advaita Prabhu. That was described many times. Oh, that reminds me of one other time that they were sitting together and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, said, Srivas, what kind of devotee do you think this Advaita is? And Srivas said, Advaita, he's one of the greatest devotees. He's on the level of Shukadev and Prahlad, and he's the most wonderful devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately slapped him. He said, what? You're comparing my Advaita Prabhu with Prahlad and Shukadev? He said, they're just like children compared to my Advaita Nada. Sometimes he used to call him Nada. There was some big discussion when they were installing the deities in Mayapur. They contacted me one time because in the purport, one of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's purport, it's described that Nada means clean shaven. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that sometimes, because in the one of the verses it says that he was touching his beard like that. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in the purport that he's not to be considered like a bowel who has the long hairs and beards and everything. And so there's some kind of evidence that Advaita Prabhu usually had clean shaven, because that word is there, nada, means clean shaven. But Srila Prabhupada, they had so many other evidences that they portrayed him with a long beard, which is what Srila Prabhupada mentions many times. So things are both possible. But anyway, this when Srivas Thakur was glorifying Advaita Prabhu as great devotee like Prahlad and Shukadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry and beat him, and he grabbed one stick and he started chasing him to beat him some more. And Advaita Prabhu grabbed his hand and said, wait, no, don't. Your child has to be instructed. The father has to instruct the child how to, what is what, in order to, you can't, said, who is a fit candidate for your anger? Nobody can be your patra as the candidate or recipient. Who can be a recipient of your, for your anger? Nobody is qualified in that regard. So that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified Advaita that he's the person that brought me here. He was the, by his loud calls, I came. He's the reason for my advent. So we're so much indebted to Advaita Prabhu. Daya kara sita pati Advaita Gosai, tava kripa boile pai Chaitanya Nitai, tava kripa boile pai. By his mercy, one can achieve the lotus feet, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So, many other pastimes are there and descriptions. We want to, I'll leave it there for anyone, any questions or comments, or any favorite pastimes that I missed. Yes, Prabhu, Sesha Prabhu. Advaita Vamsa, well, in this case, there are many family members were there, but Advaita Vamsa, we can also, actually, Srila Prabhupada sometimes mentions that we're Achyuta Vamsa, and Achyuta can be also mean the one of the sons of Advaita Prabhu, Achyutananda. We're Achyuta Vamsa. This way we're followers. Achyuta Gotra, yes, yes. Sometimes that's also a distinction is there that Gotra and Vamsa, sometimes I think there was Santan. Santan means the sons or Vamsa family. So disciplic succession, two different ways are Vamsas can be considered the followers, the disciplic followers, or the family members. So both are there, but particularly in Advaita Vamsa, there's big family tree from the family. The sons of Advaita had sons, and their sons were there, and this way the family dynasty came. So they're still there. I don't know. Strivika? I don't know any of them personally, but they in Navadvip, and there are some, I think we met. What?
Goshai. He wants to know what Goshai is.
Goshai is another word, Goswami. Goswami, Lord, Master. This is, just like what Bengali pronunciation of Goswami or whatever.
Somebody asks, why didn't Advaita Acharya deliver all his sons?
Why did what?
Why didn't he deliver all his sons?
Why he didn't deliver all of his sons? For our benefit that we could see that it's not... That was one's qualifications is what?
Just like Yadubhamsa, the same analogy.
Yeah, Yadubhamsa, yes. Krishna, Braha had one son, Bana. Banasura was killed by Krishna. It's one's qualifications. Pumso Vyarna Vyanjika, yet Trapi Drishyeta, Yadan Trapi Yasya Lakshya. One's qualification is in the important point. That doesn't matter. Even the son of Lord Varahabana, Banasura, was killed by the Lord because he had some bad association. He fell into bad association. So one has to become qualified by his activities. One has to prove his... of course, sometimes one may think that, just like one example is there, very famous example of Hanuman when he was building this bridge to Lanka, that some little squirrel was there trying to put in some little pebbles or dust like that to help build the bridge. And Hanuman said, "Look out, I'm really throwing these big rocks, building this bridge so fast." So, it's Krishna consciousness, or they in Bengali or Hindi, the Bhavanamrita. That one has to see the verses there that that the fools they say Vishnaya when they offering obeisance of Vishnaya, they offer oblations to the fire Vishnaya. Vishnaya is not the proper form. When you're offering Vishnave is the proper form. But Bhavagrahi Janardana, that the Supreme Lord is the Bhavagrahi. He accepts the mood. So the mood, if one is mood of servant, then that is the proper mood. This is the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu came to taste themselves. All the greatest personalities, they have that mood of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one has fixed in that service mood, then he's properly situated. He or she is properly situated. That mood, Krishna Bhavanamrita, nectar of that mood, is the highest relishable state that even the greatest personalities, even Srimati Radharani, or even Balaram, the first expansion of Lord Krishna, he wants that mood, the hankering after that mood of service to the Supreme Lord. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhubhitya. That is the mood. Pushkar is?
I was going to say, of course,
that lot?
I said it's a good chance that all six have descendants, including my life.
No, not Advaita, not Achyuta. Achyuta is never, it's mentioned.
I'm just saying they all have descendants.
Oh, descendants, yeah, okay.
Each one, you ask them which one are you from. But, yeah, so there's probably more than one.
But not family descendants. Achyuta is never, accepted as having married. He was a follower of, he was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit and follower of Chaitanya. That's the proper situation for all of them. There are some books that I think we have that are written by some of the followers of some of the family line.
A lecture or a conversation, and he was saying how they're claiming they have a monopoly because they're from Nityananda, but he said, after all, Nityananda never had any descendants. Your father didn't have descendants. So therefore, they're, dismiss that out of hand. That it happened to be his direct descendant because.
Jati Gosai.
Yeah.
Jati Gosai. This is a big struggle that. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had, that the meeting was there, Brahman or Vaishnava.